The HBO show True Blood had a lot of memorable characters. Sookie, Eric, the sheriff, Andy, and then there was Lafayette Reynolds. Lafayette was played by Nelson Ellis, who died over the weekend. He was 39. His family said in a statement he died from complications following alcohol withdrawal. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Lafayette Reynolds was never supposed to be a huge character. In fact, he dies pretty early on in the books. But True Blood creator Alan Ball told NPR in 2012 that the second he saw Nelson Ellis in the pilot, he knew he had to keep the character around.
Because he's such a special force, and usually I'm not a big fan of actors who improvise because a lot of them are not very good at it. But he just started channeling Lafayette, and I just sort of felt instinctively like, okay, let's just stand back, just point the camera, just let him go.
Probably Nelson Ellis' most memorable scene as the gay short order cook was early in the run of True Blood.
Excuse me, who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
That's Ellis as Lafayette confronting a table that was trying to pick on him for being gay. It doesn't go super well for the guys.
I'm an American, and I gotta stay in who makes my food.
Well, baby, it's too late for that. I've been breeding your cows, raising your chickens, even brewing your beer long before I walk my sexy ass up in this.
Alexander Wu was the writer on True Blood who wrote the episode.
In the hands and the mouth of Nelson, he made that piece of dialogue sing.
Oh, bitch, you come in my house, you gonna eat my food the way I make it. Do you understand me? Tip your waitress.
Wu says there were about 100 people, cast and crew, on set that day. Industry folks who see this sort of thing all the time. But that scene was different.
When the director called cut, everyone stopped and burst into applause. And I never experienced that before.
Nelson Ellis was born in Illinois in 1977. Alexander Wu says that in real life he was quiet, shy, humble. Sometimes that was reflected in his characters. His take on Martin Luther King Jr. in Lee Daniels' The Butler was more measured.
Young brother, the black domestic defy racial stereotypes by being hardworking and trustworthy.
Same goes for his role in the 2016 indie movie Little Boxes as Mac Burns, the dad in an interracial family.
And now he destroyed my property. I think that's a good reason to call the police.
Are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? He's an 11-year-old child. You want to call the police on him? For what?
Okay.
Are you trying to ruin my son's life?
But it will be for Lafayette Reynolds, a character so different from Nelson Ellis' quiet demeanor that he'll be remembered. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.